give pain to that person. Directly he will know. He will tell to Srimati Radhika to give boon or anything. So this sloka is very high class. You can all remember this sloka in your sadhan bhajan. But thank you. That Krishna is the cause of all causes, no?
Yes.
And there is no his origin. But we see that Yashoda is origin of Krishna. He came from Yashoda. How you will reconcile?
Krishna is...
Oh, you should ask your teacher. It is Leela or really? Leela is like a
drama play.
So like this or what thing?
In reality, Krishna is the son of Mother Gita. He's also by different expansions, he destroys the material world. But he himself, his personality is Krishna, exists in the Loka Vrindavan as the son of Mother Gita.
Vrijendanandan. But what you told, Ishwara Parma Krishna, any being or human being, gop, gopi, anyone admits this fact or not? Ishwara Parama Krishna.
No.
Huh?
No.
And Gopis, and Gopis, no?
None of them, they all know that Krishna is there.
Cowherd boy?
No.
Especially Gopis?
No.
And they are, oh, superior, so much highest in knowledge. You know that Narayan has how many hands?
Four
hands. And this thing has how many hands?
100.
Why they are not original of all this? How Krishna became? Two boy, little boy?
Two hands only.
Narayan should be supreme. Origin of all manifestations. Krishna should be his manifestation of Narayan. I think that it is okay.
It is not okay with Krishna. He is the origin of all incarnations, all energies.
But he is a little baby. A Brijendanandan one. By appellants, it is not fixed. Bhagavata. Bhagavata means? Godliness is not fixed by appellances. Oh, by rasa. Rasa. By mero. And his feet part time. Narayan cannot be a son of anyone. Never he cannot be son. And he cannot accept any wife other than Sri Bhul Nila. Never. He cannot embrace anyone. Never. But Krishna, opposite. So, 12 kinds of rasas are Krishna. So, he is Supreme Personality of God. Thank you. Next. Very qualified, very qualified.
We've also learned from Bhagavad Gita's book, the method of instruction for
tradition.
He says they also learned Upadeshamrita slok and Bhagavad Gita slok.
Very good.
He says now, I'd like to hear from you.
Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Sadhaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Sadhaktaya Namo. My dear children, students, also teachers, I have a dream that in Beja, this is the ideal school. When I first came here, I saw that no school. Children are going here and there. No school, nothing. Also, I saw in India here and there, the devotees, sons and children, daughters. Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He made so many schools, Sanskrit school especially, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur Institute in Mayapur. Still, it is running. That is. So we should make any ideal school that where children can have so much education, not only for maintaining themselves. This is secondary. How we can be happy in this life? In this life and coming life, we can only be happy if you have a strong belief in God, and that God is Krishna. So if these injections are given and baby's heart, even they are of 5 years old, Bhaktivedanta Bhavan Maharaj was admitted in that school, Bhakti Vrindavan Institute, our Guru Maharaj
admitted.
He was also their teacher and manager of all things, our Guru Maharaj. So it may be that some will not be qualified so much, but even you should try. That from beginning, our children should be very strong belief in Krishna, in worshipping Krishna, in chanting Krishna, and also there should be expert in language, English language or Sanskrit language, Hindi language, or what they are studying. They should be qualified, that they can also be maintain themselves on their own feet also. So in India, the first four classes, Guru is called Guru. But after that, professor, teachers and other things. And those who have been given good impression in the age of 5 to 8, 9, 10. Oh, it is a very good. I am happy now. Here all, Nirgun Prabhu and others, Govinda Prabhu, his wife, Mula Didi, and others, and this Prabhu. Thank you. So, you are making the children's life successful. My hearty blessings to you. That this time is not appropriate to go Vrindavan. Oh, they cannot maintain Vrindavan. Again, they will have to come or here and there. So better if they are here and teaching the boy in real way, then they will also be matured in bhakti. Also, I think that some money should come to them to maintain their families. So I think that gradually it will be an ideal school, and they are doing so well. Now, I think that 25 children are here. 25 children. And all are doing well. Now they are taken more or less. I think that all the devotees here and there, they will send their children here to be admitted in this school. And we will have to make it bigger one. Giving so many facilities there. So I think that the dream of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj may be successful. He wanted that whole world should be converted in devotees of Krishna. Though it is absurd, but like Prahlad Maharaj, he wanted a boon from Nisringadev. That I want to divide my all but fortune. All you are that you should be happy to sprinkle them your mercy to all jivas that they should chant and remember, and they should be a very ideal devotee of Krishna. And I will go to hell for life and life for unlimited time. He wanted. You think they told us. Oh, I have been defeated. But only this is thing that those who will remember you and me, they will be liberated and they will have power. But those who will not accept all these things, they will not be. So Swamiji wanted in his dream that whole world should accept Krishna bhakti. And I know that he is so much successful in this. I have only come to all these places to remind Swamiji and to again inspire them in Krishna bhakti. And he planted that seed of bhakti somewhere, planted somewhere, sprouted sometimes, somewhere some leaves coming, some fruits were to come. But again they began to dry after his departure. But now I am seeing, oh, all are so inspired everywhere. Those who left chanting, remembering, even Iskon left, oh, so many leaders and leaders are coming and joining, and again they are inspired. So my so much I'm praying to Swamiji that he should sprinkle his mercy, that we should realize that we are in one family. In one family. So you should see all that we are all in one family. Even those who are not disciples of Swamiji, disciples of Japasiddhar Maharaj, Pan Maharaj and all others, even not in the family of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, out of them, those who are accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and they are chanting and remembering, all are in our family. And we should try to respect them. Always try to respect them with the words and honor. Don't use any harsh word. Never. I heard that some devotees is still now using very harsh words for others. We should try to control our distance. This is the essence of the siksha of Upadeshamritam. Vachovegam. If this boneless creature, then will be controlled, then everything will be controlled, no doubt. But it is very hard to control this tongue. Use the tongue. If you are controlling tongue, then sweet words will come. Opposition will be also corrected, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went in the council of Mayavadi Prakashananda, and where he said, you know, oh, near the train, and all sannyasis, how much? 60,000 sannyasis of Prakashananda, all were sitting in high platform, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat there. And what became? His humbleness attracted all, and they all came. Prakashananda even came, and he took his hand. Oh, you are so much qualified, come to this. So we should be very humble. Try to use very sweet words to anyone. This is the essence of all this. If you are not honoring your superior and not giving love and affection for juniors, you cannot do bhajan. What to tell preaching? In preaching, we should be like that. So, I think that in this ideal school, we should help that it should grow up, develop. We should give some facility to the teachers. Up till now, we are not giving so much facilities there because we not so much qualified to give. But now we should try to think about give facilities for children also and for teachers also. We can make a separate school for this, separate fund for this. And I think that if government will see it good, he may help also. And thus, everything will be okay. So, my so much heartily blessings to Prabhu, Vajandanandan Prabhu, and that one teacher, Nityamanjari, and the Prabhu, Nirgun Prabhu, Gopadananda Prabhu, and his wife, and all others, what name? Mahi Bharata, and all others. I think that they will give their more attention to this school too. We can make also afterwards some boardings like Swamiji wanted, gradually. So, all boys should be ideal in all respects. I heard that Swamiji, who started his school in Vrindavan, Gurukul, here and there, in Mayapur, New Mayapur also, Mayapur in France. But now, all are like barren land. This should try to make it that it should be ideal for so many years. Some bad character teachers, they came and spoiled everything. I think there should be a committee that they should select teachers, good teachers, ideal teachers, also in character and also in Krishna's devotion. Then all the boys will be very, very
qualified.
So my heartiest blessings to the managers, teachers, all gold
नामश्रेष्ठं मनुमपि सचे पुत्रमत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्याग्रजगुरिपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवाटीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहोराधिकामाधवासं प्राप्तो जस्य प्रतितिकृपया श्रीगुरुं संनतोऽस्मि वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्तिते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदु tam sarva bhuta hridayam muni manasa tavai vasmi tavai vasmi najivami tvaya vina iti vidyaye radhe tanay maham charanam bhaktya bhinaya paragata Kripamai Tvam Saranam Prapanna Vrinde Numaste
भागवतम प्रथम स्कंध प्रथम अध्याय आई हैव टोल्ड द एसेंस ऑफ फर्स्ट श्लोक ऑफ मंगलाचरणम ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम आई टोल्ड फाइव डिफरेंट मीनिंग्स ऑफ दिस श्लोक इन फाइव वे Now, second slok, the essence of second slok and third, and we will begin. Dharma prajyate kaito vatra parmo nirmat saranam satam. Vidyam vatvam atra vastu sivadam tap trayonam mangalam. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kimba Pari Rishvara Hrde Avarudyate Atra Kritavi Susri Tatkana. Though Srimad Bhagavat Mahamuni Srila Vyasadev has written so many Purans, even Mahabharata in that Gita, Gita Upanishad, he has divided Vedas into four. He has compiled Brahma Sutra. Very high class of things. But he was not satisfied. And when Narad Rishi came, and he suggested to be in trance, totally surrendering to Krishna, and then in trance, you will have something that you will be satisfied, otherwise not. And he trance, he had Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he wrote. So, Dharma Prajyat Kaitavo Atra, Atra in Srimad Bhagavate, in this Srimad Bhagavatam, is the last book of Srila Vyasa. In all other books, like all Purans, in Mahabharata, like in Brahma Sutra. He had told so many things, but not three pastimes of Krishna. Very powerful, very sweet. In this, there is nothing mixture. In all Puran, there is something mixture that in Golok Vrindavan, Srimati Radhika became angry and he gave some cause to Sridham. And then Sridham also caused him, her, and they came to this world. It cannot be. It is?
Impossible.
Impossible. So these are some things that in Golok Vrindavan they are quarreling and they have anger and lust and all so many things. Only to make realize of general people, not so much high, near about them, their intelligence. he gave all these things. But he told so many things that that are not true.
Not true.
Well, he has told for beginners, as Swamiji has told something for beginners something, and for the advanced devotees he has told something else. So we should try to reconcile all these things. So, dharma prajyati kaitava atra, like for Harishchandra, like Dhruva, like also Prahalad, like Chitraketu Maharaj. He had told something, but not clearly. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, he had clearly told. What can lead us to Golok Vrindavan? Never he in Srimad Bhagavatam is not cheating us by anything, directly. He told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Gurur na sasyat, Rajanu na sasyat, Patir na sasyat, Daivang na sasyat, Jamo ja etya samupetamrityum. A guru is not really guru. You should reject that guru. He cannot give love and affection for Krishna. You should reject. A husband is not husband if he is not helping her wife for Krishna consciousness really. We should respect. A guru, if he thinks that all these disciples are my property, I will test all these properties, like properties. They have no connection with Krishna only, oh, connection with me. Then that guru is a rested guru, not guru. At once, reject. Like Bali Maharaj rejected his guru. There are so many examples for this. If a wife is not helping his husband in Krishna consciousness, at once he should be rejected. If a son is not helpful and not helping his father in Krishna consciousness, then he should be rejected like son, no relation at all. So in the ground of all the relations, what is there? If they are helping in Krishna consciousness, then they are guru, husband, wife, daughter, son, father, friend, like this. Otherwise you should reject. And if you are considering something, then you are deprived of Krishna. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told all clearly. Gopis left their all husband. And they are superior most in whole world. So Srimad Bhagavatam tells that all these things. He has never deprived of not anything to cheat us. Nirmat Saranang Satam. What has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam? Nirmat Saranang Satam. Those who are out of envy or duplicity, hypocrisy and all. Never. Vastam, vedyam, vastam, vastu. Who is vastam, vastu? Krishna is himself. Atve jnana paratattva. Anything is not free from Krishna. Some relation with Krishna. Anyone is not dependent. Only Krishna is dependent. But sometimes he also not dependent.
Independent.
Sometimes he becomes independent of whom?
Dependent on
of Gopi, Brajavasi, especially to Radhika. So, Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kimba Parairishwara. Nothing to read anything. Only hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. At once Krishna will be controlled. He will come. He is bound to come. Devotee's heart. If there is, but if you have honor for Hari Katha, if you are hearing with honor, with strong faith that what is written in Srimad Bhagavatam is true to extent, only these things should be there. And one thing, another also, not offending Srimad Bhagavatam, not offending Bhagavat, two kinds of Bhagavatam, Bhakta Bhagavat and Nevar. Then, if you are only hearing Srimad Bhagavatam with honor, at once Krishna will come and he will be controlled in heart. At once he is telling. What is the meaning of at once? Quickly. Quickly, quickly. At once. Don't disbelieve. Sukadeva Goswami, Ashuta Goswami, or Vyasdev himself. Don't disbelieve. How it will be? Krishna knows. Quickly, at once, he will come in our heart and he will never go anywhere. So eat, you should sit, eat with strong belief and strong honor. By hearing, we will follow in our heart, in our activities, and Krishna must come. He is bound to come. Nigam kalpataro galitang phalam sukamukhadam ridravasam yutam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam muraho rasika bhuma. Nigam kalpataro. Ved, Upanishad, all the Shrutis, Mahabharata, Ramayana, all are like it. Kalpataru,
desire tree,
transcendental desire tree. And Srimad Bhagavatam, or sweet fruit of all. If you are choosing, sucking the root of the tree, or sweetness will not come. If you are sucking the leaves of tree, the branches of tree, sweetness cannot come. Even you are sucking raw fruit, green, even it will not come. When it is pure, matured, and has
ripened,
full, and some cuckoo birds, or parrots have come attracted with that fragrance, and if you have given some
big bird,
and then it will be so tasteful. So, all the Vedas, Upanishads are like trees. You can suck them, but no sweetness. Even Ramayana, Mahabharata, no sweetness. Even all Purans are the same thing, no sweetness. Even you are reading Srimad Bhagavatam yourself, no sweetness will come. Why? Parrot, or Sukhsari, or cuckoo bird has not touched. When there is something in their mouth, that shows, speaks something. And when they will give that in the throat, oh, it was very tasteful, very tasteful. And that is why it has been told, Ja Bhagavata Pada. I know that so many devotees reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Shankaracharya also read this. Do you know? All the renounced order sannyasi of Shankaracharya, they read Mayabadi, they read Srimad Bhagavatam. Without their business cannot go out. So they read Bhagavatam. And they know more than us, very, very learned. They can do meaning of one word, oh, hundreds of times. Like Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. But they don't follow Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Because they don't hear from any realized Vaishnava. Rasik and Bhauk. So it has come from Krishna in Guru Parampara. Guru Parampara. Sukhdev Goswami. Who is Sukhdev Goswami? He is the parrot of Srimati Radhika. I have told so many times. And he has seen all the pastimes of and tested the pastimes of Krishna with his own eyes, with his own senses, with own his intelligence, everything. So anyone who has not read Srimad Bhagavatam from such a high class of Rasik and Bhauk Bhagavata in the this line, he cannot explain Srimad Bhagavatam really. We are explaining anyhow in that line, but not that thing will come. That nectar will not come. So if anyone has not come in this process and he has not read Srimad Bhagavatam in this disciplic line and he has not become a Rasik and Bhavuk, oh, he cannot touch Srimad Bhagavatam, he cannot explain. Though he can utter words, no how, and some explanations he will give. But the fruit will be not like as Sukadeva Goswami did to Parikshit Maharaj or others. They cannot do. But if anyone like Sukadeva Goswami, they have read Srimad Bhagavatam with Gurudev. And they are Rasik and Bhagavat. But they cannot explain it. Why? When will come to explain anything, they will remember Krishna pastimes and at once they will be in pain. They will be light. But unconsciousness. They cannot. If Krishna will come and he will try to explain it, or he will be the first person that he will be in pain. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, never, he could not explain himself. He wanted to hear from sometimes to from Garadhar. You know? He cannot tell. And if Radhika, even first word, Janma Dasya Ja, if he will see, will hear, what will be? He will remember Krishna. And at once he will be. He cannot do.
Then how Gadadhar Pandit can explain from Mahaprabhu?
Gadadhar Pandit also always weeping, weeping. But there was something. What? If Radha and Krishna has done some special mercy, like they did in Sukhdev Goswami, that you should remain in this world, we are going. And you should be for some time in this world. And a special mercy we are giving to you, that you can explain Srimad Bhagavatam. You will not be faint. That maybe a chance will come then when you will remember me or Radhika in Bhramar Gita or anywhere. Or in Ras, you will remember. But try to pass away that subject. Don't utter the name of Radhika and me in this case. And try to subside. And a special mercy will come from us that you can explain Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Very difficult. If he is not Rasik, how I can explain Srimad Bhagavatam? Because Srimad Bhagavatam is Rasa himself. Brajendranandan is himself a Rasa Swarup. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like himself, Saraswati. So it is very hard. We can explain some length. Abhas. Like Abhas. And you can imagine that if in some length something is like this, then when some Rasik and Bhav Bhakt, like Gadadhar Pandit, like Raghunath Bhatta, like Rupa Goswami and others, Sanatana Goswami, they are explaining Srimad Bhagavatam in such a way. If you have read Srimad Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you can imagine something. Otherwise, you cannot imagine. For this is like a treasure, very high class of treasure, transcendental treasure. More than what Chintamani.
Touch stone.
Desire stone. More than that.